Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a beautiful story that the Medrash tells us about Purim. When things were looking bad for the Jewish people and the king's decree was already in place, as Haman wished that there was a plan to kill out, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, every single Jewish man, woman, and child. Haman wanted to see how Mordechai was taking the news. And he went over to see what's happening with Mordechai. He came over and he sees that Mordechai is speaking to a little child. Now you know that Mordechai taught 22,000 Jewish children about the offerings that would be brought to the Beis HaMikdash when it would be rebuilt. So look at that attitude. Here there was a decree which was to chas v'shalom wipe out every single Jew, and yet Mordechai is teaching the Jewish children to have absolute faith and trust in Hashem and to be studying what? What's going to happen when the Beit HaMikdash is built? The offerings that are going to be brought, the carbon omer, a little bit of barley flour. And so Haman's listening, and he's hearing how Mordechai is teaching the Jewish people, the Jewish children, about what's going to happen in the Beit HaMikdash. And Mordechai goes over to speak to a certain child, and he says to him, "Psok li psukecha, tell me what pasuk you were learning today." So the child said, "Al tira mepaket pisayim mishoes v'sham kizavai," which means, "Don't be afraid of some sudden terror." Mordechai was very happy to hear that this child was learning such a pasuk. Because when we ask a child what pasuk he's learning, it's kind of like opening a book of the Rebbe's letters. In fact, the opening book of the Rebbe's letters is compared to Psok li Psukecha. That is, that we can receive sometimes an insight from Hashem through this. And so when the child answered, "Don't be afraid of sudden terror when it comes," that was the pasuk, Haman overheard this, and he thought, "Ah, what is this? The children are learning not to be afraid of someone like me, that Hashem's going to protect them." And Haman was very disheartened, which of course, when evil is disheartened, that's heartening for us, that's encouraging for us. Then Mordechai went over to a second Jewish child and said, "Psok li psukecha, tell me what pasuk you were learning in school today, in cheder, or in yeshiva." And the child said, "Utsu eitzah v'sufar, dabra dabra v'lo yachim kimanu kale," which means they will make plans and they will try to destroy us, but it will come to nothing because Hashem will protect us. And Mordechai, of course, was very happy to hear that. And Haman, how did he feel? "Oy, that's like I got a big headache now. That's two children that are getting taught in this way and getting a message from Hashem, really, for Mordechai and for all the Jewish people. Hashem is saying, don't worry, they'll make their plans, just like Haman's making his plans. They'll make their plans. It'll come to nothing. Nothing's going to happen from it." Then Mordechai went over to a third child, and he said, "Psok li psukecha, what pasuk did you learn today?" Of course, Mordechai was looking for a third message from Hashem. The first message was Hashem was beautiful. Don't be afraid of sudden terror when it comes. The second pasuk was beautiful. They'll make plans, but nothing will happen from it. Third child, the child said, which means basically, Hashem will protect you your whole life. He will support you. He will carry you. You have nothing to worry about. And of course, this really made Haman feel defeated. Three psukim in a row, three messages in a row from Hashem, all totally against Haman, that they shouldn't be afraid of him, and his plans will never work, and Hashem will take care of the Jewish people forever. Of course, Mordechai was very happy to hear this. Haman was very, very upset. And perhaps this is why these three psukim are added on to the end of Shacharis Mincha and Ma'ariv in many, many Siddurim. If you look in your Siddur, you might see it, or it might say, some say at this point, and so forth. These three pesukim, Al Tirim Apacha Besayim Mishoz Hashem Kisavai, Utsu Eitzav Asufar Dabar Dabar Bilo Yachim Kimanu Kel, Yazikna Nehuv Yatzeva Anizbol Anizitziv Anizesav Anizbol Yamalit. Don't be afraid of sudden terror when it comes. They'll make plans against us, but it'll come to nothing. Hashem will take care of us our entire life and protect us. And so too, this is talking to us as well these days, that there are many enemies of the Jewish people, and they're constantly plotting against us and planning and trying to do terrible things. Their plans will come to nothing. Hashem will protect us, and Mashiach will come at any moment. So now it's the month of Adar. So is there a special connection between Mashiach and Adar? And of course there is. Adar is the time for Simcha. And how do we spell Simcha? Sin, Mem, Ches, He. And how do we spell Yismach, which means that he shall be joyous, or he shall make others joyous, Yisamach, Yud, Sin, Mem, Ches. And how do you spell Mashiach with the same letters? A different order, Mem, Shin, Yud, Ches. Because Simcha and Mashiach are connected. How are they connected? So one way to connect them is that Hashem wants us to build a dwelling place for Hashem here in these lower realms. That is to make this ordinary world into a godly place, a dwelling place for Hashem. And one of the ways to do that is to be b'simcha. Because as it says in the Pasuk, Oiz v'ched v'adam koimai, strength and joy are in Hashem's place. So if we want to be in a place of Hashem, we want to make our world and ourselves a place for Hashem, one of the major elements is chedva, joy, simcha. The more we are b'simcha, not, of course, empty simcha, but a simcha of Torah and mitzvahs, a simcha of Hashem, a simcha of Mashiach. The more we are in such a mood of simcha, the quicker Mashiach comes. And so we should all do our part and more than our part, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, goodness and kindness, learning about Mashiach and Geula, and being b'simcha. And this will bring Geula quickly, may it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.